This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House is facing criticism after President Biden said he will not give Israel offensive weapons to use in Rafah out of concern for civilians sheltering there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told CNN the kinds of bombs the U.S. has given Israel have already killed civilians in Gaza. And while he is committed to helping Israel defend itself against Hamas,
he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president is not walking away from Israel. But Bradley Bowman at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says he essentially is.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The first shipment of humanitarian aid bound for a U.S.-built pier in Gaza left a port in Cyprus on Thursday on the U.S. container ship Sagamore. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Officials say the U.S.-built pier will bring in dozens of truckloads of aid per day at a time when defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon says airdrops from the U.S. and others, along with truck traffic at border crossings, has been drastically inadequate.
This pier is desperately needed and actually overdue. And the numbers I've seen imply that it could actually help deliver a substantial fraction of what's needed.
Officials say security measures are in place to protect U.S. troops on the pier and civilians distributing aid on the beach. Officials say aid distribution via sea could begin as soon as next week. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories,